you know, with my family background, my father being a police officer for 30 some odd years, you know, I've kind of understood from a young age the sacrifice. And, you know, I guess as a kid, I didn't realize, you know, just, you know, how dangerous this occupation is. And now that I'm a little older, I kind of understand that, you know, when you go to work in the morning as a police officer, as a firefighter, as a first responder, that, you know, that you're putting your life on the line on a daily basis. And this is something that, you know, with the help of the Mets and the Cohens, that, you know, they've been gracious enough to, you know, allow this game to be moved over to Citi Field, where you have, you know, guys that play not only high school baseball, but college baseball, and some guys in the minor leagues that are coming out, putting on a good show for a great cause. You know, a lot of the money that's raised gets handpicked by both the NYPD and the FDNY as to which charities it goes to. And I think it's just, you know, a great day for a great cause with great human beings.
And how cool is it now to have it piggybacking a Mets game too, and hope that, you know, a good chunk of people stick around to cheer on these guys that, you know, obviously kind of work behind the scenes and don't probably get the recognition that they deserve.
Yeah, I mean, that's the hope. I think that it's a fantastic idea. You know, hopefully we can go out and see a Mets win and a Mets series win at 1 o'clock, and then, you know, go have some fun and let those, you know, adult beverages and hot dogs carry over into the, you know, the nightcap. But I think that's the idea. You know, that would be the ultimate dream, is that the majority of the fans stick around and, you know, not only support, you know, the police department and the fire department, you know, financially, and allow them to donate this money to great causes, but also, you know, as a pat on the back and as a thank you for, you know, in my opinion, being the true heroes of the community.
And how important do you think it is too that this happens to fall a month away from the 25th anniversary of 9/11?
I mean, it really is wild for me to. You know, I can remember exactly where I was, you know, on 9/11, and now to be a very small part of showing, you know, my appreciation, try to rally support for, you know, our first responders, especially here in New York, you know, right around the 25th anniversary of 9/11. It just seems surreal to me. And it's a shame that, you know, we have to wait once a year to thank these brave men and women for their sacrifice and for their service. I wish it could happen more often, but you know, to be a small part of showing that appreciation, you know, my opinion again should be that we put these brave men and women on a pedestal and show our appreciation a little more regularly.
Yeah, one last for you, just actually on the Mets specifically, what are your thoughts on what the team has done over the last 2 weeks and how some of these young guys have performed in their first full season?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, for me, it's just like every other fan. I think that, you know, we're all disappointed with how the season's gone, you know, up to this point. But, you know, where there are some dark times, you know, I think that you can find some shining light in that. You know, you got young guys playing for a spot on the roster next year. You got young guys trying to solidify themselves as not only everyday major leaguers, but stars in this league. And I think that it's been fun to watch these homegrown guys that really, really cherish putting that uniform on every day, go out and fight for, again, not just that recognition, but, you know, this is to see, you know, who's going to be part of the solution that turns this thing around next year. You know, who wants to step up and kind of be that guy that says, hey, you can count on me to, you know, get things going back in that right direction. So, you know, as disappointing as it's been up to this point, I think that that we can all take a lot of positives away with, you know, how some of these young guys have played and just how hungry they look when you turn on the TV every day or you go to the game and you see them play in person, how hungry they are to and how proud they are to put that uniform on. And I think that we can all rally behind that.
Well, David, as always, I appreciate your time and enjoy the day.
Thanks, Pat. Appreciate you.